Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into shenanigans, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a text message.
Oh, what'd they say? What'd they say?
Technically, it was multiple, but it was from your buddy James.
James.
And he said, ignore the last message because it was voice to text and it was bad. But basically, he's trying to give you some wedding information.
Oh, please do.
So he's like, please take it from someone who went over the top for a first wedding and is currently planning our vow renewal. Thanks for that, girls. So the episode about renewing wedding contract.
Sorry.
His wife heard it, and so she very much wanted to renew her vows.
Because it's their 10 years soon, I believe.
And so it's like, just elope or have a very small backyard wedding. Use the money you would have spent on it for, like, on a house or an awesome trip. And Sarah doesn't like to spend money, so that's right up her alley.
Yeah, right.
The stress of planning and the cost is just too much. And hey, Sarah, guess how much my wife just spent on her new wedding dress for our vow renewal? He's like, I dare you. Waiting for Sarah to guess.
Oh, no, I don't want... $4,500.
No.
Is it more?
Yep.
It's more for their wedding vow renewal?
He's like,
$7,000?
Nope.
$10,000?
Yep.
What?
He's like, $10,000 on just the dress. Yeah. Ladies, your man will be so much happier if you make it simple. Oh, and no, this is not me complaining about my wife planning this. I'm just trying to shed some light on the whole shebang.
$10,000? Is she paying for that?
Like, is she, does she have an OnlyFans too?
Holy crap. That is I think that's even insane for just a wedding dress for your actual wedding, let alone a vow renewal. I wonder what they're going to do, if they're going to have it like a big ceremony or like destination or just a little backyard thing.
I'm very curious to see how that all ends up, like what your plans are. So please let us know.
You are one angel, sir.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling you're not expressing all of this to her and you're just like, yes, honey, whatever you want. Woo! That's a lot.
Like, there's some things I would spend $10,000 on, just not a dress.
What would you spend $10,000 on?
Like a down payment for a new car. Like my old car, the one I have now, when I bought it was $10,000 and it was in really good shape for being as old as it was. It wasn't super old, but still.
Yeah.
But now I'm at that age where I'm like, I would like a bigger car and something that has a few more, what's the word? Not perks.
Bells and whistles.
A few more bells and whistles. And really, I only want like two things. I would like a backup camera.
Okay.
In my new car. And what was the other one? I was a four-wheel drive. Like, one would be, like, four-wheel drive. I want to be able to drive it in the snow and have space to put a bunch of stuff. So if I go to IKEA and buy something stupid, I have
you'll
the space
have room for it.
That being said, like, my best friend in her car, she has a thing, like, when she parks or is driving, it'll alert her if something's getting too close.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and which corner it's in. So it'll go beep, 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 and it'll, like, the little screen will appear, like, hey, on your left front corner, it's getting too close to something, like whether it's like another car or whatever,
like a curb or something.
Yes. So I'm like, I would like that.
It's like the fancier version of a backup camera. It's like cameras all around.
Like, if it's only like a little bit more for that, then I'm gonna opt for that option.
Because I thought your second thing, because this is what I've always wanted, but you already have, is heated seats.
Yes, heated seats are pretty awesome. The thing is, if usually heated seats are leather, I don't think I've ever seen fabric heated seats in a car. And that right now is not fun in the summer. And I just washed the covers because I bought covers for my car seats.
Did they get real sweaty?
Oh, yeah. I haven't put the cart covers on them yet. So my legs get stuck if I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, dude, that's the worst. I was in a booth the other day. It hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe that part's not going to be hairy anymore. Maybe that's what just happened.
Right. So you got to put some baby powder down before you sit down. It's unpleasant. So that's the only downfall to having like the leather heated seats. But I mean,
I think that's all you can do.
Right.
The leather pleather. Mm-hmm. But
and then my mom in her car, she's got not a sunroof, but a moonroof. I think
is that like the
called.
Really, really big sunroof?
Yeah, the big, big one. Oh, those are cool.
So you want that too?
That's not a requirement, but it would be nice.
It would be real nice.
But the requirement, definitely I need a backup camera because that stuff is legit.
Oh, yeah. I would want one of those, too, because let's get real. This bitch can't parallel park, so.
I mean, I have to parallel park in my neighborhood, so I'm kind of used to it. And then parallel parking here for so long, but if somebody's with me, I can't do it.
Oh, or if someone's watching.
Exactly.
Like, no. If you have, like, a line of cars, like, trying to pass you. Mm-hmm. Oh!
It's that much more impossible. Like, whenever I'm in the car with my mom and she's driving trying to parallel park, she's like, get out of the car.
Oh, she can't do it either.
She's like, you're making me nervous. Get out. I'm like, I'm not looking, Mom. I know you get this way. I'm on my phone right now. I'm not paying attention.
Plus,
I'm not
commenting. Plus, if you leave the car, you could still just watch the entire thing happen.
Well, it's usually like when we get to my house and I'll just go into my house.
Oh, go inside.
It's like, I'll be right back. I'll start putting the groceries in, I guess.
Whatever.
But there's some people that just completely make, like, whatever it is, like, if they're into cars and stuff, their full personalities. Or if they're getting married, they make it their full personality.
Oh, yeah, like takes up their life.
Yeah. And then once the wedding's over, they have nothing. And then they go into depression. Like, I know of somebody who just recently went through this.
Oh.
And so she's like, yeah. Like, and I mean, I appreciate that she's like, she's a friend of a friend. And I'm hearing this secondhand, mind you. I appreciate that she was like, you know what? Now that I don't have all the attention on me, I'm feeling depressed.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, especially because mm-hmm. it's like such a big thing to plan. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, kind of consumes your life. Yeah, all these parties, all these celebrations, your bridal shower, your this, your bachelorette, whatever, whatever. And it is kind of all about you, essentially.
And I'm not here to say, like, oh, it's so dumb to do it this way or that way. But I'm just not a fan of the whole, like, you know, wearing, like, the sweaters that say bride, bridesmaids and stuff. I feel like it's a little...
Oh, I love it.
It's not Ooh, my it's not
I
my
love
jam.
The tackiness, the vibe, and, the cheesiness.
And I say this with all the love of my heart. You love... Yeah, you are... Tacky yeah. lover. Like, that is your jam, your style.
Well, I love all the pictures. Like, mm-hmm. the wedding that I just went to, everyone had, like Hawaiian-themed okay. robes, kind of. They were, like, very beautiful floral robes that right. didn't say, like, bridesmaid on the back. And that yes. she just had one that said that was white. So it was mm-hmm. like, okay, they can use these for other
and
things.
That's what I mean. Like, you get some really cute hoodies and stuff that are matching. And I love the idea of matching and going somewhere. But then, when do you use them again?
Oh, I would use it all the time. It's like I would just use it in my house. Be like, I was a bridesmaid one time, but this
like
is
you're
hella
at work and you're wearing a bridesmaid hoodie. It's like that's a little weird, right?
So just
that's
what always I mean. Wear your bride one.
Like, cause that's what I feel like. Some of the women who, and not all of the women, it's not a bad thing, but there's some that just kind of take it over the top, that it consumes their life, that this is all that they strive for. They get it, and that's all they are. And then once it's over.
I honestly think if I decide to have a very, very big wedding, I will become one of those people. But, I already think, I already want mugs that say Mr. Mrs. I already told my boyfriend, like, oh, we are wearing the, when we go on our honeymoon, we're going to have the hubby and wifey and, like, all that crap. Like, I mean, I love that stuff.
If you're going to go big, you might as well, right? Might as well do all those things that you
want
to do.
I mean, even if I go little, I still want that kind of stuff, which I guess isn't going little. This is my problem.
Right. Like, you're either super tiny or over the top.
I know. I got to find a balance.
I'm not going to help you there.
No, I don't think anyone should help me because I don't even want to help me.
No, because I love you, but you're impossible.
I'm crazy.
That's a nice...
I'm neurotic.
I said it nicer.
What did you just say?
You are...
Impossible? That's not nicer.
It's nicer than...
I'd rather be crazy.
Some women don't. That's why. I'm like, some people get triggered when you call them crazy. You're a crazy bee. It's like, don't call me crazy.
Yeah, but if you call them impossible, I don't think that's going to go over well either.
That's fair. That being said, though, I was trying to do a segue.
Sorry.
No, it turned out better than I thought.
Good job.
But there's some things that I feel like just become someone's personality.
Okay.
Like, it's just way too much. Like, okay, we get it. You like a thing or this is your thing.
Oh, all right. Like CrossFit vegans.
Yes, exactly.
Like that. All right. I get it.
But apparently they on Reddit, a user asked the question, what is something that people turn into their whole personality? And it actually went viral and received over 40,000 responses.
Ooh.
So BuzzFeed compiled a few of them.
Okay.
And I feel like some of these we know people that are like this.
Oh.
Because number one is Disney.
Oh, yeah. Danny.
Danny. I went to someone's house once who was obsessed with Disney. I wasn't warned about how obsessed they were and literally had to stop in the middle of the room because I was gaping at the sheer volume of Disney stuff they had. Every inch of the wall surfaces was covered in Disney paraphernalia. And the sad, weird thing was that they were extremely wealthy people, so they had things like the original Disney stuff from the 30s and 40s.
Wow.
And actual valuable objects just crammed next to some tacky plastic plates.
Dude, that stuff's probably worth so much money.
But it's kind of like sad. You're like, oh my God, this is expensive. And it's just, it's worth as much to me as this cheap plastic plate next to it. You know what I mean?
That means they got money.
Oh yeah, that really does.
That means they don't care, so.
But I feel like we all know at least a few people that like they go to Disneyland a couple times a year, like even if they're not in California.
Oh yeah, they like, travel there for it.
Mm-hmm,
like, yeah, I have a friend like that too, besides Danny, of course. But I have another friend who literally just got back from Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Like multiple years, like that is all their jam, which I mean, go for it, but it does sometimes seem a little much.
Like, she has like a whole shrine, like a whole wall full of Disney stuff.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love Disney. I've only been to Disneyland, technically, I've been to Disneyland once, and then I went to Disney France, Paris.
Oh, okay, that counts.
Once, but it's also, it wasn't as fun. There wasn't as many rides.
Yeah.
It's much smaller.
Have you been to Disney World?
No.
Dude, Disney World is way better than Disney. There's so many more rides in Disney World than Disneyland.
I just
want to
go on the rides and have fun. Although I feel like I'm getting older because I was pushing. Okay, these are the stages of old. There's you can get on a swing and have fun.
Yeah.
You get on a swing and get nauseous. And now I'm at the new stage is when you push somebody on a swing and get nauseous.
And get nauseous.
I did that the other
just
day.
Just watching like, them go back and forth.
I had to stop watching them. I was like,
got to close my eyes.
No. So I don't know how I do on rides. Well, a lot of drumming.
And there's a lot of waiting in line in the heat and walking around.
Mm-mm, that does not help.
Yeah. No.
But there's some people that I feel like do take it over the top, which, I mean, if you can, go for it. But it does seem like if that's all you want to talk about, it's like, this is who you are. You're not your own person. You are just Disney incarnated in, like, human form.
You might as well just work there.
Right.
So you can live there.
Like, I was actually, so scrolling through Facebook, like, random videos will pop up. And there's this woman who's giving a tour of her Disney house. And she had, like, custom-made, I think she got, I forget where she got them from. But her faucets in her bathroom look like the genie lamp.
Oh, that's actually kind of dope.
Like, it's dope, but the entire house is Disney-fied.
Damn.
Like, in that same bathroom, they had, like, the magic carpet as their carpet rug or whatever in the bathroom. It's like, all of it, right?
That's a lot.
Another thing that I noticed, that, like, this is very accurate. Like, the parents that are dance moms or sports parents, that's their entire personality. That's all they do. That's all they're about.
Yeah, the trophies and the ribbons all over the house. And
right. They're always going or coming from a practice or a game.
Well, yeah, let's get real. Those schedules are probably very intense, and every day and every weekend probably traveling somewhere. Like, how else could it not take over your entire life?
Which, there's nothing wrong with it taking over your entire life and showing an interest in your kids. But, like, this person's like, baseball dads made me quit baseball when I was 12. You'd think we were in playing Game 7 of the World Series. The way they were yelling at me.
Oh,
like, they're yelling at 12-year-olds, like, and yelling at the umpires. Or, like, or just, like, even on the opposite teams, like, you suck. It's like, okay, calm down. You're not watching an actual, like, major league team.
Yeah. No one's getting paid for this. No one's, like, trying to make it to a World Series. Chill. Right.
Like, I might give a little bit more space if it's something competitive, like select leagues and stuff, sure. But even then, calm your jets. Like,
I'm surprised they don't get kicked out.
No, sometimes they do. My dad got kicked out of a game once.
Yelling at you or your brother?
No, he was yelling at the ref. Because he was our soccer coach. But that game was awful. Like, we kept getting pushed and hit by
the
other girls.
I love that your dad got kicked out.
Oh, he got a red card. I think Ashton got a red card.
That's amazing.
My best friend got a red card that day for fighting.
How old were you guys?
16 or 17.
Oh, so you guys were like old.
Older, yeah.
This wasn't like 7 or 8 year olds.
No, like they were pushing and hitting and stuff to the point, like, I think once, like, I turned around and I yelled at her to stop effing pushing me.
What was your dad saying to the ref?
I don't know. He's just like, why aren't you calling this? And like, blah, blah, blah. You're calling my girls for stuff. And like, you're not calling for this obvious, like, infractions.
And who kicked him out? The ref or
the ref? The red carded him and kicked him out for the, like, you get kicked out for 2 games or a game or two.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, like you can't come back even
like
the next game?
You can't go to the next game, yeah.
I didn't even know that happens. Dude, that's hardcore.
And like my best friend Ashton, like some girl was pushing her and she starts yelling at her. And my other friend Fatima comes up, and Fatima, mind you, is like the sweetest person.
Yeah.
Like super chill, like even keel, just helpful, like really nice girl. But her Mexican came out and she's like, oh yeah, you want to go? Like she was just all like defending her. Some girl pushes her and it's all hell breaks loose. I'm in the back because I was defending while they were forwards.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in the very back, and I'm just running like, I'm coming!
Did Fatima get kicked out, too?
Yeah.
Wow. Did the other team?
I don't remember. That, like, I'm sure pushing? They did. Yeah, but I'm coming. I'm in the back, like, running. I'm like, I got you!
You did not make it.
I did not make it. I was too far back, and then they got broken up before I got there to join in.
And then you're like, bye, friends and father.
That would have been funny, though. Just like me, dogpile. Wah!
Yeah.
Leroy Jenkins!
I mean, at that point, you might as well get kicked out since everybody else did.
Right. Just like, we're just going to skip the next game. You can win.
Yeah, really.
But the next one for like that takes over someone's personality.
Yeah.
And I knew that a girl in middle school who did this, and it would always change. But it's super fans of a certain person. It's like their whole life becomes dedicated to a celebrity's. And it's not even just their personality. They make everything around them about that person. Posters, music, merchandise, weird things bought on the internet supposedly related to the subject of their obsession and so on. Like I knew a girl... I'm friends with her on Facebook. She's still weird, but she's very nice. But like she would pick a new actor or a famous person to be 100% like obsessed with.
For like a few months? For like,
yeah. For like a couple months. Like for a while, like it was around the time the crappy Star Wars movies came out. Like when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And she was super obsessed with Hayden Christensen. Like everything she talked about was about Hayden Christensen. All her pictures on her binder and her fold, like everything was Hayden Christensen. And then after a while, it was like when American Idiot came out.
Don't want to be American.
And it wasn't even like Billy Joel she was obsessed with. She was obsessed with like the other guy that wasn't as cute as Billy Joe.
Oh, like someone else in the band?
Yeah. And she's like obsessed with him. And like that's
again, weird. It wasn't just like the entire band.
Right. I mean, she loved the entire band, but it was like this that guy she was like in love with.
Yeah. My friend was very obsessed with Good Charlotte. She had, I think, 43 posters of
holy crap
them. Yeah. In, like Benji and Joel specifically. Mm-hmm. And would like kiss their poster each and every poster in her room each night. I knew because there would be like lip gloss stains on these posters. Yeah. Yeah, was obsessed. She's not anymore, but she was for like years. It just wasn't like a few months. Like she was obsessed for a while.
And I mean, it makes more sense when you're in middle school or even high school. But when you see grown women, like the women that were moms, like when the whole Justin Bieber, when he first came out, they're like, we're Belieber moms Beliebers. Or something. And the moms were going to these concerts, like, freaking out. I'm like, you are
creepy. Well, that's weird. She's there. Yeah, he's, like, young.
Yeah, at the time he was a minor. That was a real creepy lady.
A little weird. Same with, I remember people were obsessed with, you're either Edward or...
Oh, yeah, Twilight.
What's the other dude's name?
Edward Jacob.
Jacob, yeah. They were either like, obsessed with one of them.
Or even just the whole show in general. Like,
oh, the whole show,
their
for
entire
sure, yeah.
thing. Like, I'm a vampire, too. And it's
I'm
like...
I'm a twihard. Right?
Whatever. I don't remember.
Because it was here too in Washington. That's where like was filmed.
Forks.
Yep, my friend also went to Forks, and wow, the friend I'm talking about is the same friend for the Disney Good Charlotte and Forks.
I knew she was the first one because I know your friend.
Yeah, she was all of them.
I didn't realize she was all of them.
Maybe it's just like a personality thing.
It's like when you love something, you go hard.
Love them, yeah.
Or how about people who make their entire personality over disliking something?
Oh, Lord.
Because, I mean, as much as there were people that hated Twilight, there was people that made it their personality, or loved Twilight, excuse me. There were people who made it their personality to talk about how awful Twilight was.
I think a lot of people do that, too, when, like, something is mainstream. Mm-hmm. They have to either pretend that they don't like it because it's mainstream because they're, quote-unquote, too hip for it, or they actually hate it.
And they have to just tell the whole world.
Yeah, all the time.
It reminds me when I was a kid and I, you know, that moment when you stop liking kid shows.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was never going to happen to me. And then it happened and it was sad.
But like there's two. Like, I feel like you might have not hit this phase. Like, there was a phase where I'm like, I love Barney like you did.
Loved Barney.
But you get to a certain age where you feel like you're too old for it. You're like, I hate it. I hate it. Don't
but
even
secretly still love it.
Like, don't even put it on in my presence. Like, this is not OK. I feel like that's the same vibe. But adults get it, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, for me, for a while, I probably was Taylor Swift just because everyone kept hammering. Like, if you keep hammering something on me, like, I'm going to hate it more.
But you've always been a hater.
Yeah. But, like, I used to just, like, full-on go overboard just to piss my friend off.
Oh, but you were just kind of like a, I just don't care.
And I never said she's a bad musician. I never said that she's not a good person or anything like that. I was just saying, I do not like her. I want to punch her in the face for no reason. I have no reason to do this.
I just don't like her because of no reason at all.
Exactly. I have nothing, I'm not saying she's not a good musician. She doesn't have a good voice. It's awesome that she writes her own music. That's, you don't hear that often. Good for her. I don't care.
Yeah.
But there's, I feel like once I state this, you'll probably maybe know some people like this. But for example, this person's like, I met someone the other day who hates avocado so damn much. Every conversation they would come back to how different they were from most people because they hated avocados. I'm so unique. I hate avocados. I'm so unique. I hate Twilight. I'm not like other girls. I'm not like other guys. Like, I like sports.
I
hate girly stuff.
I hate reality TV. I hate The Bachelor.
Right. It's like, I hate all this. Do you know what the Myers-Briggs results are?
No. Sounds like some smart test that we probably should have taken at some point in our life. to just fail it.
No, it's, I see it like all over like dating sites and stuff.
Okay.
So the Myers-Briggs type indicator was a questionnaire. So it different psychological preferences and how people perceive the world and make decisions. And the try to, like the attempt to assign four categories. So introversion and extroversion, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling or judging or perceiving. I think I read somewhere that it was just somebody made up the test just for S and giggles.
Is it like a personality kind of thing then?
Yes. Okay. So there's different.
That's cool.
Versions, like, or not different versions, but there's different personalities you can get. And people always say on dating sites, like, I am INTJ, if that matters or whatever.
And what? So, I've never even heard of this.
Yeah. So there's different. I want to say, let's see. According to this one, it looks like there is 16 different ones.
Wow. That's a lot of. Well, I mean, is it kind of like. I mean, totally different, but it's a zodiac sign kind of thing. How some people are like, just so you know, yes. I'm a Cancer. So if you're a Cancer, I really vibe with Geminis or whatever.
And, this person writes, people really latch hard onto anything that helps them understand and categorize themselves. So they're like, I'm a Cancer. Like, this is very, very exactly how people would use it on a dating site. But like, I took it once and I couldn't remember and couldn't tell you which one I am. I totally forgot. But like INTJ, and I forget what the letters stand for. But it means the architect, they're imaginative, strategic, planners. Or you have the INFJ, which is the advocate, quiet, mystical, idealist. So that kind of stuff.
Oh, so there's like a few words to describe it and anyone could be like a few of those words.
And there's some that are more, what's the word? More descriptive, not more descriptive, but they go into more detail.
Okay.
But like I think there's like, so there's a teacher, counselor, mastermind, field marshal, champion, healer, architect, inventor, performer, composer, operator, promoter, provider, protector, inspector, and supervisor.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Yeah, like I said.
Some people probably really are into that kind of stuff. Like how people are really into like horoscopes.
But some people just make that their whole thing.
That's true. Or when it's like a full moon or like put the milk out or the water out for the moon and the stars are aligned and it's feel weird because that's of retrograde.
That's how you get moon water is you put
maybe water I want some moon milk. Who knows?
I feel like that would get gross. But anywho.
Not if it's cold enough. It'd be
that's
fine.
True. Another thing that people make their full personality is horses. And it's like, I don't even think I've ever met someone who owns horses whose entire existence didn't solely revolve around the fact that they own horses. It's like, if you own horses, your whole life is about horses. And I feel like I've known so many, like, mostly when I was younger, I want to say elementary, middle school, there was the horse girl.
The horse girl. It's still a thing.
Right. The girl that was, like, super obsessed with horses, who probably, maybe she got to ride one at some point, but didn't own any. But there's just people that are super obsessed. Like, I've ridden horses, and it's fun.
I feel like nowadays, since we're, like, older, they usually, like, do own them and, like, race them. And it's still weird, though.
It's expensive, though.
Oh, yeah.
Owning a horse is expensive as hell. Not only just buying it, but just trying to maintain it. Because my aunt, I don't think she has any anymore. But growing up, my aunt had some.
Because you have to have, like, land to be able to.
They need to be able to run and do their thing.
Don't get me wrong. I really want to go ride horses on the beach in the sunset. But
that's like something.
It.
That's like,
I don't wanna, like
going swimming with dolphins or something. It's just like an experience. It's not a lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, horses is such a big, like, why it gets, like, weird. But the horse girl is still a thing.
Yep. The next one is drinking. This is especially true when you Google gift ideas for men. It's turned into a whole hobby.
Holler, maybe that's me.
But I feel like your entire life isn't just revolved around drinking because you are very athletic. You love to do like workouts.
Thank you.
Dancing, like anything that's like performative.
Yeah. But like gift wise or something, it's usually a bottle of booze. Unless like you, where it's like, no, I mean, like, for me giving something, like you, I'm like, okay, I know you don't like booze, so I'll get you a non-alcoholic seltzer.
Well, like, I mean, I do like to drink booze. I just don't like to drink it in giant quantities anymore.
Yeah, but I remember you, like, went through a phase where you didn't really like to drink. So I was like, she doesn't like drink, so I'll get her candy and
cookies.
Fake alcohol. But usually, like, you can't really go wrong with a bottle of booze for most of the people.
Especially if you know what kind, like. For a while, I didn't drink a whole lot because of my medications and trying to figure them all out. But now that I'm a little bit more comfortable with it and know like my limits and stuff, I definitely enjoy my margaritas, my mojitos. Oh, yes. It's been, I love my ciders. But there are some people that is just entirely their whole world. And it's also the people who like brew beer and like that's all their life is. It's like, don't you have any other hobbies? Like,
Well, sometimes that's like, it's like a whole new world to try to be like either a sommelier or I don't know what the a beerier or whatever. Like, it's like,
it's a like a bud tender. I don't know.
It's crazy. Yeah. There's so many different like kinds or strands of bud or this, that. Like, it's like a lot of research and a lot of studying if you really want to be pro at it. So I get why you wouldn't have a life.
Yeah, definitely. I think weed would be the same thing. There's some people like, I just smoke it like occasionally. Like for me, like maybe I'll take a hit here and there, but it's not really anything I go and do on my own unless I've been having like really bad headaches or something lately.
Oh, okay.
It's
It'll like help you.
Last resort kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I went to a weed shop. Is that what they're called? A weed, my first ever weed shop a few weeks ago because I was getting my friend who likes weed more than alcohol. So I was like, oh, well, I'll be nice and I'll get him like some edibles. Because to me, I was like, okay, it's food. I know food. And I don't know what kind of weed they, but I was so lost and I was so nervous and I felt like I was doing something illegal. I was like sweating. And then of course I told the guy like, well, this isn't for me. Like, this is for my friend. And then my boyfriend was like, you're not supposed to say that. Like, you're not supposed to say it's for somebody else.
I'm just saying it's a gift. I'm trying to find something that's going to be nice. And like, and if they, I feel like if you're 21 and like, whether it's a beer or like alcohol or weed, they're going to look at you like, okay, how old's your friend? 20? Like,
well, let's get real. He didn't ID me, which is sad nowadays. I was about to be like, it's a flex, but it's not a flex.
Right. But I feel like if you're in your like late 20s, early 30s, it's probably safe to say that it's going to be for somebody also in that age group.
Yeah, but it's probably not something you want to go be like, I'm not buying this for myself.
It's a gift.
But then it was like all cash, which was totally my jam. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. This is so like not under the table, but trying to be under the table. And it's just cash.
It's just because of weird laws and stuff.
But yeah, I'm so not like a bud tender by any means.
Like, I don't know. Like, oh, this one pairs nicely. But no.
No, I'm like, oh, Rice Krispie Treats. I like Rice Krispie Treats. Let's get some of those. Let's get some Starburst tasting things. Like, we're good.
But number eight, we did mention earlier, CrossFit.
Oh, yep. Or as one I'm in, Peloton. That's another one I feel like.
I don't feel like people who, I feel like Peloton is probably, like people will joke about it like being a whole thing because it's expensive. But I don't feel like people who ride Pelotons are as vocal or not that I've seen or heard as like CrossFit people.
I'm not going to lie. When I find out someone else has a Peloton, I get very, very, very excited about it. And I want to talk about it. I want to add them on it. I want to talk about all the instructors, what their favorite classes is. So maybe you're just not around. And I mean, it's definitely
like,
less.
It's a club for sure.
Well, like, and it's definitely less like you would run into someone that does CrossFit. Well, I mean, maybe not nowadays. I don't know anyone really does CrossFit now. But like back in the day, that was like the thing. So like it'd be more, oh, you do it? Oh, I do it too. Okay, cool. But like a Peloton's like, oh, I have a Peloton. Oh, okay, I don't. Okay, story ends.
Right, exactly. Like
story
ends. You don't sit there and try to convince them to go get a Peloton.
Like, no, well, if you ask me my opinion on it, don't get me started because
But that's true with anything, though. Like, you ask
like,
anybody,
what's
your favorite movie? Tell me about that. But you're not going out of your way to be like, I do Peloton. I am better than you. This is why you should be on Peloton. And I feel like for a while that was the CrossFit vibe. For CrossFit. So I feel like Peloton, maybe not there yet. Maybe eventually it will. Who knows?
Hopefully not. I mean,
going back to your friend who's all about what? Disney.
Good Charlotte.
And Twilight. Harry Potter.
That's what I was going to say.
She loves Harry Potter as well.
She has a whole Slytherin room.
I believe it.
Yep. And she is a hater of the other ones. So luckily, I did the test.
Let me see if I can guess. Hufflepuff.
No, I'm not basic. Everyone was convinced I was going to be a Slytherin, so I took this test to prove everyone I wasn't, and I totally am. So there we go.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a snake, I guess.
Well, I'm a Slytherin too. Basically, it means
really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, means you don't seem Slytherin-y to me.
Oh, you don't know some of the stuff I do. It's about being sneaky.
Oh, I do.
It's about kind of.
See, I don't really think I'm sneaky. That's why I was like shocked that I took the test. And I mean, I when I think of Slytherin, I think of like. Evil, really.
Okay, so the traits, according to Google, tend to be ambitious, shrewd, cunning, strong leaders, achievement-oriented. They also highly develop senses of self-preservation. So you want to do what's going to be good for you. Take care of yourself.
Selfish.
Kind of.
But like a nice way of putting that.
They're motivated by success. They're perhaps the most unfairly maligned of all the Hogwarts houses due to the cutthroat reputation.
Cutthroat, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Evil.
They like to get ahead, whatever the cost. That's not
Oh.
Which is funny because, like, they, from what I mean, I know, like, this teeny tiny bit of Harry Potter and all that stuff because of all my friends. And from what I understand, Slytherins are really good friends with Hufflepuffs. And Hufflepuffs are very, like...
basic.
No, like, see, when you say basic, like, do
nice.
You mean... okay, so I wasn't sure if you meant, like, basic...
girl next door.
Just really nice people. Like, I'm picturing the... like,
very polite.
Very sweet. I'm picturing Ralph from The Simpsons. I'm in danger, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, hi.
Yeah, they're not really... they're not memorable, but that could be a good or bad thing. Like, they don't cause a scene and be dramatic and crazy, but they're also...
They're dependent. They're kind compassionate, dedicated, loyal, patient... so that's why.
Very nice.
But they always say that, like, the Hufflepuffs and Slytherins are actually tend to be, like, best friends.
Because it's, like, opposites.
Opposites. Like, one stands up for the other, and the other one is just, like, brings them down. Like, okay, buddy, you're getting a little too much. But Slytherins can be creative, family-oriented, determined, unique, strategic, bold, intelligent,
it sounds
charismatic,
like
loyal, motivated.
We're bad bitches that will cut our way to the top.
But you don't mess with our own, either.
Yeah, I mean, you don't mess with... why would you mess with a bad bitch that'll do anything to get to the top?
But also, like, don't mess with my Hufflepuff bubbly because...
oh, yeah.
That kind of... that's what I mean.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not quite like that.
Are you not, though?
The next one cracks me up. It's stocks, tradings, and investments. This isn't Boiler Room or The Wolf of Wall Street. You don't need to convince me to get into trading as we talk over the food service counter.
Dude, the wedding... I went to a few weekends ago, my boyfriend sat next to this dude who was just on, like, stocks and finance. Like, I don't know what the hell was going on. He was, like, our age, and he was so into it. Like, I was like, what is happening? What table are we sitting at? What conversation are we having? Like, and I was like, luckily my boyfriend, like, can, like, kind of chat with anyone about anything. So he kind of, like, knew sort of what this guy was talking about, but I have no idea. Like, I was like, this is not a conversation I ever want to have. Maybe unless I'm, like, 60.
Well, it's funny because, like, even our buddy Danny, he's gotten into, like, I think he's only invested in one or two things. And it's cool to see them, like, all excited, like, yay, it's going good. Like, him and Steve in the morning, but...
you mean like a Bitcoin kind of thing? Like that?
No, I think they did the AMC.
Oh, stocks. Okay. See, I don't know. But, I mean, they're hoping it's kind of like, what, GameStop? And it just, like, goes crazy. And then all of a sudden you're like,
to the moon.
Way richer. Which is, I mean, great. Yeah. But and, like, I don't want to talk about it all the time.
But they haven't made it their personality. And they don't talk about it unless you ask or bring it up or anything like that. So that's nice.
They can talk about it once they get hella rich and then want to give me some money.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
So can you just pay off some of my debt? Thank you.
Thank you.
Won't bug you for anything else. Number 12, being a badass in school. Like, give teachers a day of hell just because they're real and say what they think without filtering it. So it's the people, like, when you're in high school or middle school, it's like, I'm so cool because I am such a badass and rebel and I do what I want. It's like, no.
Oh,
they make that their whole personality, just being the rebel.
That was me in middle school for sure. The wannabe rebel. Because I really wasn't a rebel at all, but
I was in the way I dressed and did things. But, like, when it came to, like, I respected authority, like, I was nice to my teachers. And so I remember one occasion I went into my first, like, it was a new semester, and I came in with, like, my black hoodie and my headphones. I'm like, I'm going to blast this rock music. It was Linkin Park. I'm going to look so, like, goth and blah, blah, blah. I just don't, and, like, put a mean face on. No one's going to mess with me. And the teacher was just so nice to me off the bat. Like, and she ended up becoming one of my favorite teachers. And she, like, totally understood me. She saw right through it.
Yeah.
And she, like, I remember she told me once, like, you're an old soul. Like, I was 17, I think, at the time. And to this day, she's still one of my favorites, and I really appreciate it. Like, she was one of those teachers, like, you did not want to be on her bad side because she was a B, but she loved me.
Aww.
And so I was like...
she was probably a Slytherin.
I could probably see that.
Probably.
Shout out to Miss Ward.
She knew. She knew one when she saw another one. She was like, I see you. I like you.
There are some teachers... side note. There are some teachers that really like the underdog. They saw the kids that were, you know... always getting into trouble or were kind of troubled, and they had a, like, special place in their heart for them. And I had a few, like, either teachers or assistant teachers.
Oh, yeah.
That were always like that. And I'm still, like, one of my Facebook friends with, like, she's just super
Did you get like bad grades? Were you like that kind of bad student? Were you just like, I look edgy, but I'm actually a really good student?
I look edgy and I had bad grades.
Oh, okay. So there was like actual concern.
Right. And it was funny because in that class, I could have gotten like an A++, like because of extra credit and stuff. But I forgot. I didn't turn in one of my assignments. And they're like, wait, the other kids at my table, like, wait, you didn't turn in your assignment? I'm like, yeah, I didn't finish it. I still have an A. I don't care. Like,
wait, I thought you got bad grades.
Except in that class. It was a cooking class.
Oh, I was like, what?
It was a cooking class.
Oh, an A's fine then. You don't need to do extra credit if you already have an A. Damn.
Right, I'm fine. But also because I think she liked me, she was a lot more lenient with everything. Like, when I didn't want to work, we had quiet, like, book time that we had to, like, fill out these sheets with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to do this. So I'd go up to the front of the class and start chatting with her. And so we just BS and the bell would ring. I'm like, oh crap, I didn't finish. She's like, just take a book home, it's fine.
Because
for everyone else, it was due right after class.
Oh, and so they couldn't take treatment.
Oh, I got special treatment because she loved me.
Oh, if I knew that and I was in your class, I would not like you.
No, but that's why you want to be buddies with me. Duh.
Do I though?
You're buddies with me now, so ha, suck it.
Suck it.
But to kind of round out the list here. The other one is their vehicle. I've noticed this particularly with Jeep Wrangler owners, which I think Steve had.
That's funny.
But there's some people that, it's not just Jeep. I've seen people do it with like their Hondas or Volkswagen. Like I have a buddy who's got a Volkswagen tattoo.
Ay-yi-yi.
It's like there's just some people like they love a certain brand or they love their type of car and that is all they're about.
Yeah, they're very passionate about it.
They're always adding stuff to it. Actually, I think my best friend's husband has a Jeep and that's all he does. He's like modifying it. So whenever she buys like her expensive stuff, like, yeah, I just bought a lot of clothes, but he just updated his car. So he can't get mad.
I say you could be obsessed with your car if it's like a Tesla because you spent so much money on that bitch.
You might as well.
You might as well obsess about it.
Another one is their music taste. There's some people like music taste is better than anybody else's. This is like everything I do is about this type of music. It's like,
and who craps on everybody else who has, like, a different opinion.
I was like, calm down, buddy. He's like, that's not good music, blah, blah, blah. I may or may not see that on the text line from time to time. It's like, what the heck is this song? This is crap. And then, like, you need to play some new stuff. And then we play new stuff. Some people are like...
Oh, and then they get pissed, yeah.
Like, what is this new stuff? We want to play some of the real stuff. It's like, calm down.
There's no winning.
This one just kind of makes me sad.
Aw.
Work. People who just make it their whole life and don't get it. Like, and I don't get it. Like, work to live, don't live to work. My workplace's normal business hours are 8:30 to 5, but I'm constantly hearing people talk about how they work so late. It makes me cringe.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, like, I've been seeing a lot of posts and people have been making memes that make it more easier to understand and digest. But it's like we have created the society of we must work. We're not successful unless we're working 80 hours a week or something.
Ugh.
It's like, look, the abused thinks that, you know, he's being good. Like, he's been told that everything that's happening to him is good. It's like, no, maybe your work is just taking advantage of you. It doesn't mean that you're getting this bread. You are working way too much just to live either okay or maybe just comfortably. Unless you're like, you know, Jeff Bezos rich and you're working that hard. I'm like, okay, more power to you.
Jeff Bezos has people working for him.
Exactly. like, why? Like, it's... I feel like we've put this pressure on, like, you need to work a lot in order to be considered a hard worker.
It's true, yeah.
And that shouldn't be the case. Like, I was seeing some other post, I think, this morning, and it was saying something like, how do you guys do it? Like, I go to work, I try to take care of my kids and get the food on the table, and, like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you do it? And they pointed out that originally, like, let's say somebody's working the 40 hours a week. It was designed for one person to work 40 hours a week and then their spouse to stay home and take care of the kids.
Everything else, yeah.
So that's why you can't, quote unquote, do it all, because it used to be, when it was first designed, one person worked the 40 hours a week and the other person worked another 40 plus hours a week, taking care of the kids, doing the groceries, maintaining the house, all that stuff. So it was a partnership. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, especially with how expensive things are, you need a dual income household.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think about like people who don't live downtown but work downtown. If they mm-hmm. work like a 8 to 5 or mm-hmm. 9 to 5 or whatever the normal is, like they have to wake up early, sit in traffic, be at work, get off work, sit in traffic, go home, get home around like what, 6 or 7,
right.
Have dinner, and then sleep and do it all over again.
Right.
What? And people are expected to like work out and have breakfast and dinner. And like, I'm just like, how does everyone do it? And like, there's not enough time.
Exactly. Like, I mean, we complain about our hours because we wake up so freaking early that it's hard to be human sometimes.
Yeah.
However, I do like that I have like the rest of my day that I could work from home if I need to do some more stuff, or I can just like, it's more freed up.
It is more freedom. Yes. And we're lucky with the whole, like, we usually dodge most of the traffic.
Yes.
Which obviously saves some people, like, 2 hours a day, two, three hours a day sitting in that crowd.
I can't imagine, like, if I had to leave at a normal time. I drive in from Marysville to Seattle every day. And it takes me about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, normal.
But if I left like an hour later, I'd probably be an hour and a half in if I'm lucky.
Ugh, you double it.
But even like you're like, what, 12 minutes away? Imagine if there was traffic, be anywhere between
30
minutes. If you're lucky, 45 maybe.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. So we're very fortunate in that sense, although we do have to wake up at the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah, I know some of my friends are like, wow, it'd be so great to be like, you know, off when you're off, and then you get like a lot of the day. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes it's very nice, and other times, like, I'm just so exhausted. I don't necessarily do all these amazing things afterwards.
On top of the fact that, like, if you wanted to do stuff with people, like, you either have to try to adjust to go to their lunch, or you don't get to see them because it's like everyone else is working.
Yeah. But I think, like, wow, I could do like a solo, well, especially with summer, mm-hmm. like I could do so many of these outdoor activities. But I'm like, well, I'm just trying to take a nap, to be honest.
Right. I just want to rest. Ugh. And that's the problem, too. Sometimes I read another thing that was saying, like, you have, what is it? Like, I think they called it bedtime revenge, where you're like, I'm very tired,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to still stay up late. You're like, why am I doing that to myself? It's because you want to have control over at least a little portion of your day. Because like you said, you got to commute, you got to go to work, you spend all this time, you commute back, maybe make dinner. And by the time like you're kind of settling down, you're like, I haven't done anything for myself today.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, I should be going to bed. But then I know once I go to bed, I'm going to wake up and do it all over again.
So you end up like sacrificing an hour, two, three, maybe more of sleep just so, you know what, I'm going to catch up on my book or my Netflix show or to do nothing, just scroll on my phone. But that is my time.
I'm going to do my own damn thing.
And you're going to regret it in the morning, but that is you trying to get a little piece of your life back.
Yeah, I do that on the weekends, especially because I like staying up late. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm like, oh, it's midnight. I'm still awake. Ooh.
If my body will let me, then I like staying up late too.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's like 9 o'clock and I tell everyone, leave me alone. I'm going to bed. I can't. On the weekends too. I'm like, I'm just going to go lay down.
Wow.
I just can't stay awake. And then I'm just grumpy. If I try to, like, or I just don't pay attention. I'm like, okay, stop talking to me now. And then the last ones on here are The Office, their boyfriends or girlfriends, the ones that are like, this person has my heart. And they put down like every single one of their like special dates or whatever. Or like, that's all they talk about. Like, this is my boyfriend. It's like, they're my world. They're everything. And it's like, when I see that, I immediately think someone's cheated.
This is on like Facebook or something.
Yeah, like that's all they post about. They always like they never post anything except them and their significant others.
Oh, well, maybe honestly that is a lot. Sometimes some people's entire life, or like they have a life, and then they get a boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they vanish, and because that becomes their life, and then they'll break up, and then they'll reappear in your life again.
There's nothing like wrong with having somebody be a priority in your life, especially if you really care about them. But the fact that they make it their whole personality, like that's all they post about, that's all they talk about, that's all they do. It's like, this doesn't seem super healthy. Are you okay?
No, but it is. They do. Does happen.
Brands. People think for choosing a brand of clothing says a lot about them. It's definitely, what is it, the Ed Hardy times.
I mean, Ed Hardy was cool. Okay. Those bedazzled pants. Mm. No.
My dad brought me a shirt. It wasn't Ed Hardy, but it was very similar from Vegas.
It's like a knockoff one.
Kind of, I don't know. And my dad's like, I thought you'd like it because it's black. I'm like,
Dad, it's bedazzled like rainbows. Why would I like this?
I managed to sell it. I gave it away to somebody and she's like, that is so my style. I'm like, girl, take it.
Did your dad ever ask why you didn't wear it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like, don't just stop buying me clothes, people.
Yeah.
Wine moms. Like, I'm a wine mom. They're the ones that have all those signs everywhere in their house.
Yeah.
It's like, it's wine o'clock. You know, it's...
I mean, I'm down with those moms because they still like to drink I like wine. And usually they have good wine. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but I'll drink your good wine. I'll drink your bad wine, too.
It's like, I'll drink any wine.
Yeah.
How about the people that are really into British stuff? Like, my Texas high school had a British club, and I'm actually a British citizen, so I try to join.
Those
people were nuts. They made Doctor Who and Sherlock their whole personalities. Like, I should have been born in the UK. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would like to bang some British dudes with the accents.
Hello? Like that?
Yeah. Not.
Sure. No, thank you. Give it to me.
But I don't know. I've had friends who that's all they.
That would be annoying for me because, well, one, you have a very small group of people you can relate to mm-hmm. that are like that. And two, you can't fix that. You weren't born in the UK. Get right. over it. You're not going to have that cool effing accent.
Even like, if you fake it.
Yeah. Maybe go live there and maybe you'll get some cred. But right. other than that, you're a poser.
And then there's people that the generation they're born in, they just become super obsessed. Like, it's like, I can't stand the smug. I'm a 90s kid and you're not thing. It's nonsensical. This culture didn't suddenly start in the 1990s and stop in 2000. Decades blend within each other. It's like, yeah, there's people that do the whole inclusion exclusion thing. It's like, oh, you know, you were born in 1999, but you don't count as a 90s kid.
Oh, yeah. I think I get. No, because I'm like early 90s, but like my boyfriend was like late 80s. Mm-hmm. But like, does he actually count as an 80s baby?
I mean, I was born in 89, but I was only alive in the 80s for like 4 months.
Exactly. But you were technically an 80s kid.
Yeah.
But were you though?
I was an 80s baby. But there's some people that like that. It's like the 80s were the best. The 90s were the best. Like that's all they talk about. That's all they obsess about.
Yeah, or they wish it was.
It's still the 90s.
Yeah.
They dress like it. Like it's just... Which, I mean, it's a good time to be that person because anywhere you go, that's all you see in the stores, clothing, snacks, everything's nostalgia-based.
I wonder if we'll think that, though, when we get older. Because right now we're like, I don't really know. I mean, the 90s were cool, but, like, we were so young, you know?
There's so many things that I wish we could still do or still had. And somebody pointed out that 90s, specifically 90s kids, it's such a weird generation, and it had never happened before because we were that generation where everything rapidly changed technology-wise. Because I don't know if you do, but I remember I had a Walkman, which, funny enough, I just found, like, with my parents moving stuff. I found my old Walkman. But
I had a CD player. I don't remember a Walkman.
It's a cassette player. But yeah,
I mean, I still have a cassette player in my car, but, like, I don't really use it.
But, like, I still have cassettes that I, you know, either... I had one of those stereos that had the CD cassette, so I can burn basically a CD to a cassette.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to do that. So I still have some of those cassettes because I thought they'd be cool to keep. But I remember that. I remember like when the internet just really started to become more mainstream, like we would take like a computer class, and it wasn't even a full class. It was just like a small portion, like once or twice a week. We would go to the computer lab for like I don't remember if it was English or whatever. And we would practice using the computer.
Type to learn.
But it wasn't even typing. We were learning how to use, like,
I was like,
Google.
I was in that class. Oh, I don't remember that class.
It was very weird because, like, it wasn't a full class. It was just, like, a small, like, sub thing, like, we would do. And it was like in elementary school when you had PE. It wasn't a full class. It was, like, once a week you had, like, your designated time to go do it.
Oh, yeah, like music class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in this particular day, we had designated time to go use the computer. And we'd go to the school's webpage, which was this crappy little webpage, and you had at the very bottom of the webpage, they posted all the different search engines at the time.
Mm.
And my favorite was always Google, funny enough, and that's the one that stuck around. But they had Google, Ask Jeeves. They wanted us to use all of them to see which ones we liked better, to learn how to search for things. And it was basically our introduction into the internet.
Wow. They were way ahead of it.
Like, it was so fascinating. And then from there, it just constantly started going and going and going and going. And then within a few years, we had iPods.
Yeah.
Which, side note, over the 4th of July, she's 4 now? 4-year-old niece found an iPad. She's like, Mommy, what's this? Or not an iPad, an iPod.
iPod.
And we're like, it's like a phone, but only music.
She's like, why?
And she's just like, oh, okay. Like, she's whatever.
Yeah. She's just, like, uninterested.
But I, like, my cousin and I looked at each other like, oh.
Yeah, it just happens, dude.
Right. So it's like we are the reason why we like we are so nostalgic for the way things were is because it used to be so simple. And then, like, in a blink of an eye, it changed.
Yeah, it got crazy.
It got real crazy for us. And we were smack dab in the middle of it.
I feel like it's better, though, than being, like, in your 40s.
Because
mm-hmm. Or like that where it gets hard to mm-hmm. learn new technology. And
right.
You're like, God, I don't really care. But like, oh, crap, this is the new.
Right. And then like because I feel like at first all this technology was this is just for people who, special people who use it. Not special people, but you have to be in a certain type of job, yeah, a field to be using these kind of things. And now it's like required across the board to just exist.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When you like scan to try to get your COVID test or whatever, like you have to have a smartphone. Or when you scan to try to get a menu now, you have to have a smartphone.
Right. And I feel bad. Like I've gone to the pharmacy and people are like, hey, I would like to get a COVID test or go either COVID test or their shot or whatever. And they're like, you need to schedule it online. And it's the old lady's like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't even have internet.
And it's like, I felt bad because like I saw she just had a flip phone or something, not a flip phone, but you know, flip phone without internet. Phone.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
what are they supposed to do?
Exactly. It's like, the world is completely changing. It's like, well, you're going to die out soon. Fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a weird thought, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully you would hope they have like a grandchild or like a child in general to help them with that.
If she wasn't so like Karen-y like attitude, I was scared to talk to her because I was about to be like, hey, ma'am, can I help you? I can do it on my phone.
Oh, you are so nice.
I was going to, but she scared me.
But she was a bitch.
She was a Karen.
So I was like, bye, Karen. Have fun dying.
Right. But like, I'm usually that person. Like, I remember like I went to the post office the other day to try to ship something. And this old man, bless his heart, like, so it's one of those machines that you put your package and you just click on the touch screen, like what kind of package it is, where you're shipping it. You create your label. It prints it out and you put it in like the little drop chute because it was after hours in the post office.
I did not know those things existed, by the way.
I didn't until I got my P.O. box because I had gone in to try to ship something, too.
It's way more convenient than waiting in the line, which happens to always be really, really long.
But like I felt so bad for him because he's like got cash. I'm like, this machine doesn't take cash. But he's sitting there trying to use a touch screen. It says, hey, use the machine here. That's the sign, right? Next to the machine. So he's trying to click on the sign.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, sir, can I help you? Like, do you need any help with this? Like,
what'd he say?
And he's like, yes, please. And so I sat there and we figured it out. And
he's like, oh, I was touching the wrong screen.
I'm like, I think this is the screen, sir. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, he's like, this is all new to me. And I'm sitting there typing in the address for the mail thing. Like, I got it all figured out for him. Like, do you have a card? He's like, no. He had to go run back to the car. So we had to cancel it. And there's people behind us. I'm like, oops, you should go ahead. You gotta wait for him. So we waited for like them to finish. We go in. I redo it all.
That is some good karma, Vicky.
And I was just like, but that's like that paranoia, like, will you be mad if I offer my help?
I know, because you are touching the wrong screen, sir.
Right. I'm like, it was just, I'm like, oh, God, no one's going to help him. Plus, he was ahead of me, so I couldn't. But I also, I'm like, I didn't want to, like, I knew it was going to be difficult and frustrating for him.
Yeah. Well, and like, I didn't even think about touch screens, but that's like a whole other thing. It's like, that's even like, for, you know, when you slide your card or something, sometimes it's a touch screen, sometimes it's not. So it's like, oh, my.
So I, like, you know, as if that lady was not being a Karen, I totally would have helped her.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But she was being a Karen, so.
no help for you. Yeah.
That was really nice of you, though.
I mean, what else was I supposed to do?
Just watch him suffer and just wait until something happens, like a lot of other people in this state.
That's sad.
Yeah, but it's true.
Would you have helped? You'd be like, sir, I don't even know how to use this.
Honestly, I probably wouldn't even know how to use it.
That's fair.
I would be like, can I help? And then wouldn't be able to help. And then it'd be like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And then I'd have to ask the other person behind us.
But at least you'd get it done. Like, you're the one that initiated it. So that would like help somebody else kind of get in and try to help.
Maybe. I don't know. People are weird, especially with the whole like, I mean, COVID thing. It just made people more weird and standoffish. Right. So.
But who knows? I want to know what you guys, like, what is something that's annoying that somebody makes their entire personality?
Ooh.
I'm looking at you, like, crazy anime fans.
Right?
And I was an anime club, so I would know. I know these people. God, the ones that do the Naruto, like, Naruto, I can't even say it right now.
Or people like the Comic-Con people. They make it all their life.
The ones that go to Constant Cons?
Yeah, Constant Cons and the costumes. And yeah, constantly are just making different costumes.
Them I just feel bad for. Because the amount of
it's their life.
Yeah, the amount of work that goes into it. And, like, my friends are like, I have to sew for the next 24 hours to finish this costume. Like,
why?
I'm going to just not talk to you because you scare me.
Yeah, really.
But, yeah, anybody who makes something their life, like winos or, like, not so much, like the ones that are like, I only drink the fanciest of fancies. I'm like, you're spending a lot of money to get drunk, lady, and, like, just get the $2 chuck like my friend Sarah here.
I know some people like that, and I don't get it.
Like, oh, I only drink fancy whiskeys. I'm like, I'm just drinking Evan Williams because it gets me drunk.
Yeah, why?
And it's okay to mix. Like, people give you crap. It's like, I'm mixing it. What does it matter?
Oh, don't mix the fancy stuff.
Definitely don't mix the fancy stuff. You're going to have so many people up your butts.
And not in the good way.
Nope. So I want to know what you guys, what that one thing for you is. And also any advice for wedding stuff for your buddy James or even Sarah.
Yes.
What are some things that are worth spending on?
Ooh, $10,000 dress to you.
But I think what is worth spending money on is getting a videographer.
Oh, because $10,000?
No, not $10,000 worth. Jesus. Just like spending that extra cash on.
I know. How much is that extra cash?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But they're probably like $10,000.
I have no idea. But I've seen some cool videos of what they do. It's not like your mom and dad's like VHS tape video of their wedding. Just like literally somebody videotaping. Imagine somebody with their iPhone just standing there filming the entire wedding and then just going around the dancing. Like, no, like my friends got married and their wedding video looked like a music video.
Oh, dang. It was phenomenal. Was there naked strippers and popping bottles?
No, but she did DJ in the video.
Oh, that's dope.
So it was pretty cool. But let us know and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.